Welcome to Sharing the Word. I'm your host, Dr. Driver.
So, the love of money is the root of all evil. So when you're serving mammon, you literally are serving a lot of evilness. Greed, idolatry, covetousness.
Vanity, pride.
Pride. You cover the root of all evil. So when you say, oh, I love this stuff. Oh, I love money. And that's all they say. I love money. Your whole sin nature is just, it's gone. It's meaning it's just wrapped into it. So your soul has been sold to the love of money. So God over here is just, how you doing? Hi, God, how you doing? I got all this. Because when Jesus is going through the wilderness and Satan literally says, I'll give you all the kingdoms of the world if you bow me. I'll give you all this treasure. I'll give you all this. I'll give you all this. He goes, and I got the power to give it to you. Jesus says, man shall not live. He told him, no, serve only God. Bottom line is this. Here's what I got from this. If people only love you because of what you have, and they say they love you, they keep telling you they love you, they don't love you. They love that dollar sign on you. They love what you have amassed in life. But will they love you if you're on the street and don't have any ways to take care of yourself? That's going to be the test.
The Bible says no.
So, the love of money is the root of all evil? Yes, it is. Why? Because a person who loves money does not care when they watch other people suffer. As long as they can sit there going, aw, see, I'm showing I care. Aw, you don't care. Give $50,000 because the Holy Spirit told you to do it. Then you care and you're obedient. But because you have greed and you have idolatry and you have all these other things going on in your soul because you love money, you ain't going to give but nothing but a penny. Give all you have like the rich or like the poor widow going into the temple. Give that much all and God's going to bless you. So to me, when you're broke and you don't have any money, I can say, baby, we ain't tithing. We got to feed ourselves. But the Lord says, give me your first fruits. I'll get you through it. And we did. Hallelujah. And we still do. Because we don't love money. People think you do because you own houses and businesses and cars. We don't. We're faithful stewards of what he has given us. So, the sad news is knowing only those who've been with you long enough, who's worked for you long enough, know that if they can't get any more from you, they're ticked. Because you've been generous enough, but to them, generous is, give me it all. Give me it all. So I'm sad, like you said, that if somebody's going to make a decision to quit a great paying job because somebody's offering them more money and you're chasing that, okay, you ain't happy making $30 million in the golf arena that you're in because you can make three times as much over here, then don't say you love golf. You love the money in the profession that you're talented in. But now you're going to another league that's going to give you more for less tournaments. But did God tell you to leave it? Oh, that's right. If you're not a Christian, you'll chase after it. But if you are a believer, then do it if that's what God told you to do. But if he didn't tell you to do it, don't use the cloak. Don't use the card. Don't use his name by saying, well, I prayed about it, so that's why I'm over here. Because I prayed. But did he really say go? You make $30 million in the PGA, but you make $150 million without even having to win, just being registered, being a member, because you came in second or third. You'll still make more in second, third, or fourth place than you did having to win the big championship there on your PGA tour. This is just an example, by the way. So it's no different than you working for somebody paying you $60,000 with no benefits versus somebody paying you $80,000 with benefits. So you're saying, well, economically it makes sense for me to go, but your boss mentors you. Your boss gives you more time off. Your boss allows some latitude and still pays you, gives you sick leave, gives you all the other leaves, but because you don't provide medical, dental, and anything else you're talking about, that's why it ain't good enough. But you've been with them long enough, but you're making $60,000. He pays $80,000 because he gives you medical and dental? Really? But he ain't giving it to you free. You still got to pay for something. But it's $80,000 versus $60,000. Okay. I feel God wants me to leave. You feel? Did you pray? Did you seek? Did you get counsel? Did you get advice from anybody spiritually mature? Everything you do must be done unto the Lord. But when it comes to economics and you're leaving something that you believe God gave you, you claimed in the beginning, God gave you this whole thing. Now all of a sudden here comes this little, hey, follow me. I'm giving you, come follow me. Here's 80,000 with benefits, 90,000. And you're going to say, hey, I prayed about it. Okay. So you prayed about it. Yep. You went and got it. Uh-huh. And now you're going to tell everybody what you just did. Well, if you got that offer, why wouldn't you share that with somebody? Wouldn't that be a blessing to say, look what God's offering me? Hallelujah, praise the Lord. If you did that from the job you just currently got and you did that, why can't you do it with this one? Ah, that's Satan coming around tempting you. It is Satan. Because then, what's the fear of not sharing it? You claim you prayed about it, but did you really? Because if somebody offered me a major motion picture, I guarantee you I'm going to be telling some people what Lord has done for me, and I'm definitely going to pray about it too. So yes, mammon is deceptive. So you go to that $80,000-plus job with full benefits, get your first paycheck, but after a month, 6 months, you're like, ah, I really had it good where I was at, you think? And I do still have to pay co-pays. I have to pay deductibles with the insurance I get from the so-called employer. I make $20,000 more. Huh. But lo and behold, I left that business that was really good to me. My boss is a jerk. That mentor mentored me. That guy over there gave me a lot of support to me and my family, celebrated some good stuff. And oh, by the way, now that I'm gone, his company's grown even more. Huh. So I could have possibly got a job or an upgrade into my job. I could have made, you think? But they don't think that. They see that money over here. Because Satan's always trying to get you off track to follow where the dollar's going to go. He eats twice as much. Really? Okay. It's twice as much. Now, me as an actor, somebody can say, hey, we want you in the soap opera. The soap opera will pay you a lot of money per episode. But the soap opera is all about lewd, crude, sexual things. But it's a soap opera. Where over here, I can still do commercials like Consumer Cellular and blank blank, and I got what I call an ambassador spokes model, if you will, for that so-called commercial. Like Progressive. But it doesn't pay like that one does. I could do that. I could do them both. But what's God going to tell me to take? To those who love mammon, they always justify the one that pays the most. I could feel in my spirit, it'd probably be the commercial. What I do with the monies that come from that, it's between God and I. But that's how you know a person is always a follower of mammon. I'm quitting because I'm moving because we want something better over here. I'm quitting that to move over here. You're chasing after the money. You ain't chasing because it's a better thing. You're chasing because you got to find more money. You got somebody who gave you a break in life. You get it, you keep it for 6 months and quit to go after another thing. Get that and go, da, 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 quit that to go to something else. If that's your pattern, you are a worshiper of mammon, not of God. Hey, look, I served in the military, and I know for a fact with my education, doing hospital stuff, I know I would have made six figures early on in my career when I was only making $30,000, $40,000 as a lieutenant. Six figures easily. But God said, stay in until I tell you to get out. But if I was chasing the money, serving mammon, I would have got out of the military at 10, 12, 13 years of service to follow money. And I guarantee you, with crap going on in the world, bosses that were bad, all that stuff, there was no turning back. I would have lost everything I had already invested. Keep serving mammon. You're going to find yourself going, why am I doing this? It ain't about the money. It shouldn't be. Because this so-called pandemic inflation taught me this in closing. If God says your food budget is 400, then you make your food budget 400. If your food budget is 400 and he says eat less, but do the following so you can save some money and put it here, there, and there, and you do, and you feel like you're still eating at $400 a level, come on, man. That's God. But to other people, I got to get more money. I got to spend more. Now your budget for food went from 400 to 800 because you're going to blame inflation on it. Stop eating so much. You're in greed. Why? Because the love of mammon. So I would always tell people, if you truly know what mammon is, money, and you worry about not having, you worry about this, you worry about this, paying a bill, you worry about, everything's about paying a bill, paying a bill, paying a bill, giving God, you're more consumed about paying bills than giving God his first fruits, then your God is mammon. My consumption and thoughts are, I got to give God his first fruits. Serving mammon is, I got to be a debt to my bills. I got to be a slave to my debt. I got to pay. That's why churches never have enough money to do what they need, because all their parishioners, I would say most of them, I'll use the word all because I have to sometimes use a verb that don't make sense to a lot of people, or a description. Here's what happens. I get money, I pay. Whew. I get money, I gotta pay. You get money, you hold it, you don't hold it. You get money to pay, right? So if I'm getting money to pay, then why does it have to be man? Why does it have to be, you know, this over here? Why can't I get money and pay God? That should be your first thing. At the end of the week, take what you got and give God his first fruits. At the end of the week, give God his first fruits. Wow. At the end of each week, give God his first fruits. And he says, I will make your vats, your barns full and your vats overflowing. But mammon says, feed the soul, feed the flesh, feed this, feed all these things that you desire. That's your soul, flesh, because that's who you are as a person. The sin nature goes, yeah, feed me. And now you don't have any money. Now you have no money. Or you can be the person that serves mammon that's irresponsible with the money. Either way, you still serve mammon. That's what I want to say in closing. Thank you all for listening to my message on serving God versus mammon.
Thanks for listening to Sharing the Word. Join me again as we discuss Bible topics that will help you live a victorious life through Jesus Christ.